T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oakland has laid out plans to build as many as 36,000 new homes in the next decade to ease its housing crisis. And we'll check in with Phil and get his take on this 36,000 home plan. There he is. There's Phil Mateer. I know what that voice when I hear it. He's live on the KCBS yes. Ringstrahl Newsline. He's our insider. And tell us more about this plan to construct 36,000 new homes in Oakland.
Pretty ambitious, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what we have here is it's all across the state, Eric. The state has mandated that cities put together plans to increase their housing by 3 or 4 times what we have right now. And it's an imposing and it's a daunting task. But the governor's made it very clear and the legislature's made it very clear that they want the cities to start moving to alleviate the housing crisis. And in Oakland, that's calling for, you know, some 30,000 homes spread out over some 600 sites. In San Jose, it's 77,000 homes spread over 600 sites. But, you know, there's a big gap between the planning of these and saying you're going to be able to do it and actually doing it. And one of the challenges is, early on, is where this housing is going to go. They don't want it just going into the usual low-income areas. They want it spread out throughout the city. And I got to tell you, Eric, that could cause some consternation when people find out that a fourplex or an eightplex or an apartment building is going up across the street.
Yeah, that sounds like a NIMBY situation to me.
Which is one of the big constants we have. The other part of this is who's going to pay for the housing. You know, the state goes from boom to bust. We never know when it has money or it doesn't have money. So it's going to be built a lot by nonprofits, if, you know, for the affordable part of it. But those nonprofits are going to need money to maintain that housing as well as just build it. You know, you can't just build it. It runs down. You've got to take care of it. So that's another challenge. So what we have here in some ways is the state setting goals. The city's moving to meet those goals, but you and I are going to be covering the actual fight when they try to implement those goals.
What? You mean like this? Something like this has happened before?
How do you think we got into the housing crisis to begin with? People said, not in my backyard. It's too expensive. And, you know, it's but we just keep setting these goals. So this is going to be very interesting to see in the coming year is whether or not there's teeth in these plans or they are just what they have been, plans.
Well, that's what you and I have jobs for, I guess. Phil, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for joining us on this.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Phil, we'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.